Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Odyssey Sports presents Big Time Baseball.
Let's play some catch up because there has been some big news since the last time we talked. Manny Machado re-ups for 11 years here in San Diego. Pretty big deal. It doesn't seem like, just looking at the numbers, how it broke down, that he got the significant raise that everybody might have been expecting. But nonetheless, the Padres will keep him in a uniform likely until he retires.
Oh, absolutely. Very long deal. I think that was a fine deal for him. I mean, those opt-outs have been great for the players. Started with Alex Rodriguez with his record $252 million deal. And, I mean, this winter alone, Correa took advantage of the opt-out. Obviously, we know that he had ended up signing three different deals, but certainly took advantage of the opt-out. Rodon took advantage of the opt-out. You know, a lot of guys did, and Machado, you know, ends up staying in San Diego. I think the Padres were confident on this all along. I'd been at the owners' meeting a few weeks ago, and some of the owners were talking about it, and they felt that the San Diego was going to get it done. We saw Manny set a deadline of the February 16th and then say he was opting out. I think the Padres felt, even after he said that, they still felt confident. I think they delayed for one day after he said that he was opting out, got back to work, and absolutely got it done.
Yeah, I mean, he virtually said in the press conference that he really had no intentions of going anywhere else. He wanted to be a Padre. Certainly 11 years, 350 will make you settle down pretty nicely in a city. And, you know, there's still – apparently, according to you, John, there's still some room to possibly get some other things done here.
Well, we'll see. I wouldn't put anything past the Padres at this point. I mean, you know, they're liable to do anything. I'm not sure where they're getting the money, but I just give them credit. They're doing a great job. Peter Seidler, the owner now, amazing. I mean, we've come from a point where they couldn't afford Chase Headley, had to ship him off to the Yankees, and now they've
got
five superstars on that team, and counting Darvish and then Tatis when he comes back, we believe April 20th. And, you know, I think Machado, not a surprise. They are going to try to lock up Hader and Soto. Hader is a free agent after the year, Soto in 2 years. You know, just guessing here, I would say they probably have a better chance on Hader, but I'm not putting anything past them. I talked to both guys, and both guys are obviously loving it there. They love their opportunity to win. It's incredible clubhouse, amazing talent. And, you know, that maybe that gives them a little bit better chance to lock guys up. And like I said, I think with Hader, you know, maybe they can get it done. Soto, you know, again, not putting anything past the Padres. But, you know, he is one of the best two or three players in the game, probably the best hitter in the game. You know, and he talked about how important free agency is, and, you know, he's got 2 years to go. If they can get that one done, I'll believe anything. So we'll see.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Yeah, that this might be the tallest climb that the Padres have to make in terms of retaining a player or going out and getting one. But I did find it interesting. My antennas went up hearing Soto, I think it was yesterday, say that he's open to have an extension talks. That's not something you that's not the kind of talk you normally hear from a Scott Boras client. But you've got Scott speaking very positively of the organization. You got Soto saying he's interested. You're right. We can't put anything past the Padres at this point, because I think they've really changed the way we look at the organization now when it comes to acquiring or signing players.
Amazing. Yes. Soto told me that they are open and they're waiting, and I'm sure it's not going to be a long wait. You know, the season starts now in less than a month. So, you know, they're going to reach out. And, yeah, Scott was very positive about the Padres. I'm sure he loves what they're doing overall. I think he said they moved a mountain, and it's called Mount Crushmore.
Crushmore, yeah.
Mount Crushmore.
I tell you what.
I know he has time to come up with this stuff, but he did. That said, those are nice words. It is still Scott Boras. It still is Juan Soto. You know, we'll see. I mean, it's going to be a huge number. You know, we know he already turned down $440 million. So that's the starting point at this point. You can't offer less than that. Although, you know, he obviously was a little transition getting there, but he looks good now. So I think they love him. They gave up five players, young players for him, and they'll make every effort. But, you know, sometimes trying isn't quite enough. We'll see.
Yeah, it's also important to remember – free agency is 2 years away for Juan. So this is his platform year. And for those who may not be familiar with the term, this is really like the most important year before you get into free agency. So I'm sure the chips will fall where they are. And I think Juan Soto and Scotty B will kind of let that happen. We'll see how that kind of situation changes. Obviously this year, a little bit different.